Chapter 4. After listening to Micah's admonition about cheating myself of the excitement about our trip around the world, I hung up the phone thinking about what he'd said, what Kathy had been saying, what my agent had been saying, what everyone, in fact, had been saying about the trip whenever I'd mentioned it. Despite the logical arguments, despite the fact that it had been my idea to go, I still couldn't summon any excitement about the trip. It's not that I spent my days under a cloud of doom and gloom. Yes, I was busy, but to be honest, I found tremendous satisfaction in all that I was doing. My wife was right. I was busy because I liked being busy. Perhaps, I mused, the problem was that all my energies were focused in only three areas: father, husband, and writer, with little time for anything else. As long as things fit into these neat little boxes that I'd constructed for myself, I felt in control. Not only could I function, but I could thrive. But because it was all I could do to keep up in these three areas, the idea of stepping outside the boxes to do new things, travel, adventure, or spending 3 weeks with my brother, not only seemed impossible, but struck me as a trade-off I would regret. And in a rare moment of clarity in an otherwise foggy year, I suddenly realized that I had begun to take this to extremes. If I couldn't even find excitement in the idea of taking a trip around the world, what kind of person was I? I wasn't sure. All I knew was that I didn't want to stay that way forever. Somehow I needed to find my balance again. Of course, there are thousands of books and talk shows offering ways to straighten out your life, and experts of every variety claim to have the answers. Instinctively, though, I wanted to figure things out with the help of the one person in my life who had lived through the same things I had, my brother. Micah had had his own struggles over the last 3 years, particularly about his faith. For the most part, he'd abandoned prayer, and discussing faith had become uncomfortable to him. His wife, Christine, had talked to me about her...